Hi, I'm Mitchell Gadd. Whether I'm in the UK, Australia, Canada, Costa Rica, Timbuktu, I listen to Winish, I listen to a Touchline Rant, that's ATR, yeah.
Thank you everyone, first of all, for coming tonight. We are a Touchline Rant podcast.
Oh, hello.
There's nothing to see here, boys. Nothing. All right. Nothing to see there. We are a Touchline Rant, at a Touchline Rant, all of them social media places. Download a Touchline Rant podcast now. Thank you very much for coming. I don't know what he's done there. There you go. So yeah, let's get going, shall we?
This is the Blender Coach, and you're listening to a Touchline Rant's latest podcast, Back of the Net.
Oh, you still recorded it, you.
Yay!
Right then, round one. Round one, or round two, would it be? Because round one is the picture round. Question one. Is which West Brom player famously drove to QPR to speed up a deadline day transfer which didn't end up happening? Which West Brom player famously drove to QPR to speed up a deadline day transfer which didn't end up happening? Has everyone got something down? Yeah? Everyone happy for me to move to question two?
Yeah,
right. Question two is, which Pawn King West Ham owner, what did Pawn King West Ham owner David Gold mistakenly do when the club signed Pedro Obiang in 2015? That is Pawn King and West Ham owner David Gold. What did he mistakenly do when the club signed Pedro Obiang in 2015? Everyone happy for me to move on, or do you need a little bit more time?
Doesn't keep up for me if anyone wants to go back.
Right. Question three. Which managing director twice sold her husband, Paul Pesky Salido, for a profit during summer transfer activity?
Fucking hell, that's niche.
That's a good, that's niche.
What's the player again?
Paul Pesky Salido. Twice. Question four. Which player did Florentino Perez scowl at upon signing on loan from West Ham in 2009? Which player did Florentino Perez scowl at upon signing on loan from West Ham 2009? Question five is, which bold Danish midfield warrior swapped Goodison Park for the Santiago Bernabeu in 2005?
Can you pronounce Bernabeu?
Yeah.
Santiago.
Santiago. Which bold Danish midfield warrior swapped Goodison Park for the Santiago Bernabeu in 2005?
We're on question six now. Chelsea hijacked the signing of which troll-haired player from Spurs in the summer of 2013? Which troll-haired player was
emphasize
hijacked?
Troll.
Huh?
Emphasize troll.
Troll.
I did think that.
West Ham have made terrible signings. Three terrible strikers, Benny McCarthy, Ilan, put a Welsh thing on that.
He's not Welsh.
Ilan. And Mido signed in 2010. Which was the only one to score for the club? Benny McCarthy, Ilan, or Mido in 2010?
Three strikers, one goal.
Right, question eight. This is quite niche.
Yeah.
What purple object was thrust into the ear of Sky Sports reporter Alan Irwin outside Everton's training ground in 2010?
What colour was the object?
What purple object was thrust into the ear of Alan Irwin outside Everton's training ground? That was number eight. Moving on to number nine. What club did Zlatan sign for after being photographed in a passionate embrace with Gerard Piqué? What club did Zlatan sign for after being photographed in a passionate embrace from Gerard Piqué? That was number nine. Number 10, the final question of the round, number 10. Which player missed two flights from Southampton Airport to Manchester to confirm a transfer into Sven Goran Eriksson's Revolution in 2008?
It was a revolution.
It was a revolution. Which player missed two flights from Southampton Airport to Manchester to confirm a transfer into Sven's Revolution in 2008? That is number 10. And that is the final question of the second round.
Does anyone need any of those questions again?
Oh, sorry.
Or are you all confident that you know all 10? Does anyone? Number three again. Question three. Which managing director twice sold her husband, Paul Pesky Scalido, for a profit during summer transfer activity?
Question four
was, which player did Florentino Perez scowl at upon signing on loan from West Ham in 2009?
Scowl.
Any others? Any more for any more? You all confident no more? Right, send the right one.
So we dedicate this evening to the finding of Daniel Sturridge's dog. Lucky.
In honour. We're very glad that he got found.
Yeah, we're happy. We were checking like 20 to 30 grand of that. Did anyone see that yesterday?
They found it this morning.
But who's going to go, like, if you've taken that dog and you're there and it's like 20 to 30, who's going to say 20 grand? You'd say 30.
Yeah, why did he say 20 to 30? No one is going to go and just give it a 20. Even, I think, you go back when you just be like, I found it.
Or like say 25 then.
25? No one's saying that. No one's saying 30.
Round three. Guys, everyone ready for round three or should we just...
Yeah.
Right, number one in the Euros. Which nation won the first European Championship? Which nation won the first European Championship? Number two. Where was that first European Championship held? Where was the first one held? Number three. What nation replaced Yugoslavia in the 1992 finals after they were disqualified due to the outbreak of warfare in their country? Number four, which player scored the winning goal for Greece in the 2004 final?
Both names. I reckon you did surname. It's a difficult question.
You could just guess.
I got
it. Yeah, I know, but we know a lot about.
Number five. Who scored the first ever golden goal in the European Championships?
Player.
Number six. Which balding failed football manager and BBC pundit was top scorer at Euro 96?
Say the question again.
Which bold failed football manager and BBC pundit was top scorer at Euro 96?
Failed football manager.
Number seven.
He was awful.
Who was the last player to score a hat-trick at the European Finals? The last player to score a hat-trick at the European Finals. Finals. European finals. So that's who was the last player to score a hat trick at the European finals?
At the tournament.
At the tournament, yeah. Number eight. Euro 2020 will be held in a grand total of 12 countries, with three of those beginning with the letter R. Name one of those countries. I'll say it again. Euro 2020 will be held in a grand total of 12 countries, with three of those beginning with the letter R. Name one of those countries.
That's my question. I wrote that.
Two of that question's my favourite.
Number nine. Number nine. Who joined Stuart Pearce and Gareth Southgate in a Pizza Hut restaurant to have a good old cry after Euro 96? Who joined Stuart Pearce, Gareth Southgate in Pizza Hut to have a good old cry? He was on an advert for something. It's a pizza thing. Number 10. Euro 1980 in Italy introduced the competition's first mascot. Name that mascot. Euro 1980. First mascot. We like mascots here. First one. And that is round three done. Anyone want anything repeated after those 10
the
questions?
Last three.
The last three?
Well, yeah, 9 and 10.
All right, 9 and 10.
Yeah.
Nine. Who joined Stuart Pearce and Gareth Southgate in a Pizza Hut restaurant to have a good old cry after Euro 96? Number four. Number four, which player scored the winning goal for Greece in the 2004 finals? Anyone, anything repeated? You all good? Number two? I know. Alright, the first. So the. Number two is, where were the first European Championships held? What country were they? All right. There's a quiz happening. There's a quiz happening on the 10th of... 10th... It's Wednesday.
We are on... What are we on? Round four.
WC.
World Cup. So it will surprise you, all these questions are World Cup related. Question one. Bold sweetheart Fabian Barthez jointly holds the record for most clean sheets kept in World Cup history, with 10. Can you name the player he holds the record with?
Do you repeat the question?
Bold sweetheart Fabian Barthez jointly holds the record for most clean sheets kept in World Cup history with 10. So in all the World Cups he's played in, kept 10 clean sheets. He jointly holds the record with which player? Question two. In 2010, the French squad rebelled against then Stern manager Ramon Domenech after he expelled a player who had told him to go fuck yourself, you son of a whore, at halftime during their previous game. Who was the player that he expelled?
Could you repeat what he said again?
He said, go fuck yourself, you son of a whore. That's whore. Question three. Where was the first ever World Cup held? Question number four. Which team has both won and lost World Cup finals by three clear goals? Right. Question five. Which European team became the first side to win a final outside of Europe? Which European team became the first side to win a final outside of Europe? #remain. Question number six. Who is the only player to play in three consecutive World Cup final games?
Final.
So he played in the finals of three World Cups in a row.
Just tournament.
No, the final game. The final.
The final.
Yes. The final.
Three World Cups.
In a row.
It's a good one, isn't it? I like that one.
Who is the only player to play in three consecutive World Cup final games? So, the final game of the tournament, the World Cup final that everyone watches, he played in three of them in a row. Spanning 12 years for you mathematics. Question 7. In March 1966, the Jules Rimet World Cup trophy was stolen, but it was later found by a dog. Name that dog.
How do you know that?
When we wrote this quiz, Paddy knew the answer to that one, and we looked at him and went, how do you know the answer to that? Question number eight. Who told Mick McCarthy to stick it up your bollocks at the 2002 finals?
That is my real question.
That is, who told Mick McCarthy, the suavest man in football, to stick it up your bollocks at the 2002 finals? That's at your, not in your, or around your, at your. Question number nine. Oh, hang on, this is a long one. Bloody hell. Right. In the quarterfinals of the 2006 FIFA World Cup, referee Horacio Elizondo sent off Wayne Rooney in the 62nd minute. Following that incident, Alan Shearer remarked, I think there's every chance that Wayne Rooney will go back to training and stick one on him. Who was Alan Shearer telling Wayne Rooney to stick one on? Stick one on him. Not up your bollocks. That's the last one. Question number 10. In what year was the first World Cup held?
What year?
What year was the first World Cup tournament held? Right. Does anyone need to hear any of those questions again? I'm really hoping you don't need to hear two, because then I'm going to swear a lot more. Anyone want any of them back? Anyone happy? Good. Good, we can move on. Everyone loves Twitter. Come on. These are the best quotes. Right. Question number one. Who said this? Which Watford stopper said, "So the missus is trying to get me to watch Magic Mike. She can do one. And if she wants a bit afterwards, she can also do one." That's doing one twice. Who said?
That means my picture's out.
That is... I'll say it again. Which Watford stopper said, "The missus is trying to get me to watch Magic Mike, she can do one. And if she wants a bit afterwards, she can do one." Question number two. Question number two. Name the Spurs player who said, "Morning tweeps. Yesterday I watched the Paranormal Activity 3 and today I'm going to put it in the bin. Too scary to watch." That's verbatim. Morning tweeps. Yesterday I watched the Paranormal Activity 3 and today I'm going to put it in the bin. Too scary to watch. Question number three. Which current Derby left back said, "Ha ha ha, well done at FA. I lied, did I? Hashtag bunch of twats." Ha 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 ha. Well done at FA. I lied, did I? Question mark. Hashtag bunch of twats.
No, that's
we have to put explicit on this one. Right. Question number four. What crisp obsessed presenter said, "Soldado makes me realise I wasn't that shit"? Which crisp obsessed presenter said, "Soldado makes me realise I wasn't that shit"? Question five. Who said, "Do I want to go to Hull City? No. Do I want to go to Stoke? No. Do I want to go to Sunderland? Yes." So fucking stop fucking around, Levy. Who said that?
It's too much swearing.
There's a lot of swearing this week.
Who is it?
Do I want to go to Hull City? No. Do I want to go to Stoke? No. Do I want to go to Sunderland? Yes. So stop fucking around Levy. Paddy's not sure that he's seen the answers. Paddy has seen the answers, yet is sitting there going, "I don't know that." Right, number six. Which missile launching midfielder said, "Happy birthday to the greatest entertainer of our time," at Robbie Williams? Hashtag legend. Which missile launching midfielder said, "Happy birthday to the greatest entertainer of our time," at Robbie Williams? Hashtag legend. I'm always more of a Jason Orange fan myself.
Barlow.
No, I'm not Barlow. Barlow's a Tory. Yeah. Right. Number seven. Name the ex-Fulham French striker to say, "Take a tomato and put sugar on it. Taste it if you never tried. It tastes like strawberry." We still haven't tried it. That is, "Take a tomato and put sugar on it. Taste it if you never tried. It tastes like strawberry." Who said that? Number 8, which former Canary said massive 3 points today? We were really solid. Great shift from all of us. Thanks for the support. Hashtag clean shit. Massive 3 points today. We were really solid. Great shift from all of us. Thanks for the support. Hashtag clean shit.
Did you say ex-canary?
What did we say? Which former canary? Number nine. Which Manchester United legend tweeted, I'll put you asleep within 10 seconds, you little girl. Don't say stuff and not follow up on it. I'll be waiting. Which Manchester United legend tweeted, I'll put you asleep within 10 seconds, you little girl. Don't say stuff and not follow up on it. I will be waiting. Ominous, isn't it? Scary, if anything. I mean, it's not, but imagine if I was Duncan Ferguson. Die.
He wouldn't have needed to say that.
I shit myself.
Everyone knows.
Right, number 10. Final question in the Twitter quotes. Which Spurs midfielder tweeted, Microsoft bought Skype for 8.5 billion. LOL, idiots. They could have downloaded it for free. Which Spurs midfielder? Which Spurs midfielder tweeted, Microsoft bought Skype for 8.5 billion, LOL, idiots. They could have downloaded it for free. Current Spurs player. Right, does anyone need any of those repeating? Questions, there was 10 of them. Do you need any of them repeating?
We're having a little break.
Hello. Can I help? You have reached listener feedback.
And PSA. Poth and PSA, is that what it's called?
Poth and PSA, yeah.
Players on their holiday and pre-season antics. Alright, so number one. Don Hutchison got in trouble with then Liverpool manager Roy Evans for being photographed on his summer holiday placing a label from which known beer over his sensitive part. Don Hutchison got in trouble with Liverpool manager Roy Evans for being photographed on his summer holidays replacing a label of beer in front of his private part. Name that beer. What beer would that have been? Number two, question number two. Which Premier League footballer tweeted a photo of himself feeding giraffes with the caption, summer for me is about time with the family?
Who is it?
Who is that player?
Okay.
Who is that? What ex-Premier League footballer? Yeah. Tweeted a photo of himself feeding giraffes with the caption, summer for me is about spending time with your family. Giraffes, that's the link. Number three. In 1996, four England players were pictured out drinking and taking part in the infamous dentist chair. Three players. Gascoigne, Sheringham, McManaman. Name the fourth. Who is that fourth? So 96, the infamous dentist chair. Four players, three of them. Gascoigne, Sheringham, McManaman. Name the fourth. Name that player. Number four, Iker Casillas took the place of which goalkeeper in Spain 2002 World Cup squad after he dropped a bottle of aftershave, ruining him out of the tournament. Iker Casillas took the place of which goalkeeper in Spain 2002 World Cup after he dropped a bottle of aftershave, ruining him out of the tournament. Number five.
I had a typo in that one.
Yeah. Number five. What were the three Leicester City players sacked after completing their 2015 pre-season tour of Thailand? What were the three Leicester City players sacked for? What act were they sacked for?
What year?
2015 pre-season to Thailand.
Which one? What they were sacked for?
I know what. Yeah, what they got sacked for.
Oh, what they got sacked.
Yeah, what they got sacked for.
Okay.
That's what. Alright, so that's one. Which three Leicester City players were sacked after completing their 2015 pre-season tour with Thailand? What were they sacked for?
Or they called someone else?
Go on then, next one.
Number six. Which then Sunderland midfielder was fined by the club after he was filmed saying some of his teammates were not trying hard enough because they didn't want to be at the club? Which then Sunderland midfielder was fined by the club as he was filmed saying some of his teammates were not trying hard enough because they didn't want to be there? Number seven. What was the song Sam Allardyce was filmed raving to whilst in Marbella? What song was Sam Allardyce filmed raving to whilst in Marbella? Or Marbs?
Marbs.
Marbs.
Marbs. No carbs before him. No carbs. Sam didn't listen to that.
He had loads of carbs.
All the carbs before Marbs.
Number eight. Which striker? Which striker was offering girls £20,000 to lick his arse in Magaluf? He's onto something there. Which striker was offering girls £20,000 to lick his arse in Magaluf?
Genius, really. By the cash.
Number nine. Which firework loving maverick turned up to pre-season training at Nice 3 stone heavier than the club asked him to be? Number 10. Which injury prone ex Arsenal footballer was photographed smoking at a post World Cup pool party in Las Vegas? Which injury-prone ex-Arsenal footballer was photographed smoking at a post-World Cup pool party in Vegas?
Do they want any more questions?
Anybody want any recaps of any of those last 2 rounds?
Paddy here is just explaining that if anyone would like to have any of those questions read out again, they can.
Any questions need repeated at all?
That's Paddy again doing what I just explained he was doing. That's the end of this round. That's the end of the quiz.
Oh, Wi-Fi connection lost. What the hell?
Hey, it's Mitchell Gadd here, and if I'm not on ATR, I'm listening to ATR, so have a think about that.
Right, yeah.
Right, ready with the answers now, guys? We'll start with the picture round. These guys are going to kill each other. Right.
Number one on the pictures. Couldn't get him in a photo with any granny prostitutes. There was just some pigs. Wayne Rooney, number one.
We've got two pigs.
Number two, super easy. Everyone should have got this one, number two. Anyone at all guess Sami and Nasri?
Oh, wow.
Come on, boys. Look at the outline of his nose. I mean,
he's like a French
team. Picture number three. And if anyone had Virgil van Dijk, you get half a point. No, you don't get half a point. Okay, so. Anybody get it?
Wendy.
Yeah, the very handsome Wendy Renard. Number four on the picture round, Fellaini.
Yes.
Number five, German Shepherd, Matthias Sammer. Number six. Anybody think they had number six?
No.
Huh? No. It was Simon Mignolet.
Was he?
Well, those are the judges' things that I have to
say. Number seven, is that? Now he said it.
Next.
Number seven on the picture round. Anyone get that? He's got a hilarious name. Yes.
Titi.
So I think we'll just say it.
See you again. See you again, Zoe.
We know our response.
Number eight.
Lads, we spelled it wrong.
Number eight is of course Danny Welbeck. Number nine. Everyone knows number nine. Yeah, Rivaldo. And number ten. Yeah, Man United's famous Angel Di Maria. Right.
Strong start, everyone.
Going into round two then.
Do you want to do people's scores after each transfer? I was just going to say 2-1.
Right, number two, the transfer window. Number one, which West Brom player drove to QPR to speed up deadline? Odin Wingy. Peter Odin Wingy. The pawn king, David Gold. What did he mistakenly do when they signed Pedro Obiang? Anyone got any answers for that? Nice, mate. Yeah, wrong. He put the wrong picture on Twitter. He put Nelson Mandela. No, I'm Bonner. I'm Bonner. Number three. Which manager director sold her husband twice? Aaron Brady. Which player did Florentino Perez scowl at when they loaned him from West Ham in 2009? Anyone got a shout for this?
Shout.
What was that?
Bobby?
Yeah, nice, mate.
Yes, yeah.
Julien Flaubert. Number five. Which bald Danish midfielder went to Everton?
This one getting
yeah. Thomas Gravesen. Number six, Chelsea hijacked the signing of which troll-haired player from Spurs in 2013? That was Willian. The three terrible West Ham strikers, McCarthy, Elan and Mido, which was the only one to score? That's pretty much just a guess, I imagine. So the answer is Elan. What purple object was thrust into the ear of Sky Sports reporter Alan Irvine outside Everton's training ground? Big old dildo. I'll only accept big old dildo.
Big old dildo.
Number nine. What club did Zlatan sign for after being photographed in a passionate embrace with Piqué?
Barcelona.
Yeah, it should. Yeah, I thought it was as well. AC Milan. Number 10. Which player missed two flights from Southampton to Manchester to confirm a transfer to Man City in 2008? Benjani Mawari Wari. Alright, round three, the Euros. Which nation won the first European Championship? That was the, yeah, I thought that as well, the Soviet Union. And number two, where was that tournament held? Someone just say France. Nice, France.
I think the players are Soviet Union with the advantage.
Number three, what nation replaced Yugoslavia in 1992? Because of the old war and that. Denmark, yeah. Number four, which player scored the winning goal for Greece in 2004 finals? Aristeas, yeah. Angelos. And who scored the first ever golden goal in the European Championship? That was Oliver Bierhoff against the Czech Republic. Number six. Which balding failed football manager and BBC pundit was top scorer year 96? Obviously, Alan Shearer for that.
Failed manager.
Calm down, man.
Number seven. Who was the last player to score a hat-trick at the Europa, European finals? Hat-trick in the European finals.
Anyone got a shout on that?
In the Euros.
It was David Villa.
Oh, you said it!
Do you know, there's only been, in like, I think it's five hat-tricks in the Euros in its entirety.
And that's not the final, you mean the actual final.
Yeah, the whole tournament. Since it started, there's only five hat-tricks. David Villa's going to go, I think how long ago that was.
Number eight. Euro 2020 will be held in 12 countries, with three beginning with R. Please name one country of those. Anyway, any of the three: Republic of Ireland, Russia, and Romania. No. Did you get one of those? Who joined Stuart Pearce and Gareth Southgate in Pizza Hut to have a good old cry after Euro 96? Yeah. Chris Waddle. Or Waddell. Number 10. In Euro 1980, Italy introduced the competitors' first mascot. What was the mascot? If anyone's got this, that's 5 points.
Ben Foster.
It wasn't Ben Foster, unfortunately. The little chap's name was Pinocchio.
World Cup round. Question one. Bold sweetheart Javier Bardes jointly holds the record for most clean sheets kept in World Cup history with 10. Can you name the player who holds the record with? Peter Shilton. Peter Shilton has kept 10 clean sheets at World Cup tournaments. That's mad. That is mad. Right, question two. In 2010, the French squad rebelled against then-Stern manager Ramon Domenech after he expelled a player who had told him to go fuck yourself, you son of a whore, at halftime during their previous game. Who was the player that was expelled? It was Nicolas Anelka. And then all the players ran on strike and refused to play for Domenech. And got knocked out of the groups. Yeah, look at them now. Right, where was the first ever World Cup held? Uruguay. Which team has both won and lost World Cup finals by three clear goals? Brazil. So they beat Sweden 5-2 in 58 and Italy 4-1 in 1970, and they also lost to France 3-0 in 98. Which European team became the first side to win a final outside of Europe? Spain.
Oh, South
Africa 2010.
Question six. Who's the only player to play in three consecutive World Cup finals? That is Cafu. Cafu, 94, 98, 2002. Mr. Cafu.
1-2,
lost
one.
Oh, yeah.
Number seven. In March 1966, the Jules Rimet.
Jules Rimet.
Yeah. Was stolen, but it was later found by a dog. Name that dog, it is Pickles.
Pickles!
Pickles, useless knowledge, man. Pickles! It's Pickles,
Pickles.
Who told Mick McGrath to stick it up your bollocks in 2002 finals? It is Mr. Roy Keane, obviously. Roy Keane.
Roy Keane. Name of Roy Keane, Labrador.
Number.
Then he went walking.
Number 9, in the quarterfinals, 2006 FIFA World Cup, referee Lisandro sent off Wayne Rooney in the 62nd minute. It's a long question. Following that incident, Shearer remarked, I think there's every chance Wayne Rooney will go back to training and stick one on him. Who was that player he was referring to? It is Cristiano Ronaldo.
Winkgate. That was Winkgate.
It's a long winded question, to be honest with you.
It is.
Number 10, last one. What year was the first World Cup held? 1930.
Oh,
people watching. 3-0. 6 years.
Right then. Right. Next round is the Twitter quotes round. Question number 1. Which Watford stopper said, "So the missus is trying to get me to watch Magic Mike. She can do well. And if she wants a bit afterwards, she can also do well." Ben Foster.
Yes.
New viewers then comes up.
Yeah. One of them
is right.
Question number 2. Name the Spurs player who said, "Morning tweets. Yesterday I watched the Paranormal Activity 3, and today I'm going to put it in the bin. Too scary to watch." It was Victor Wanyama. Victor Wanyama is the best footballer to follow on Twitter. He's gold.
2-10.
Right. Number 3, which current Derby left-back said, "Ha ha ha, well done, at FA I lied, did I? # bunch of twats." It was Ashley Cole. Somebody lost the other answers. There we go. Question number 4. What crisp-obsessed presenter said, "Soldado makes me realise I wasn't that shit"? Gary Lineker. Number 5. Who said, "Do I want to go to Hull City? No. Do I want to go to Stoke? No. Do I want to go to Sunderland? Yes. So stop fucking around, Levy." That was Darren Bent. Blow up ball bothering Darren Bent. Which missile launching midfielder said, "Happy birthday to the greatest entertainer of our time," at Robbie Williams, # legend? It was Tony Kroos. Kroos missile. Number 7, name the ex-Fulham French striker to say, "Take a tomato and put sugar on it. Taste it if you never tried. It tastes like strawberry. I want to try it," with Louis Saha. Louis coming in handy. Question 8, which former Canary said, "Massive 3 points today. We were really solid. Great shift from all of us. Thanks for the support. # clean shit." Basson. Former Canary. Which Manchester United legend tweeted, "I'll put you asleep within 10 seconds, you little girl. Don't say Steph and not follow up on it. I'll be waiting." Wayne Rooney. Imagine that man being top goal scorer of a club like Man United. What an absolute joke. Which Spurs midfielder tweeted, "Microsoft bought Skype for 8.5 billion. LOL, idiots. They could have downloaded it for free." It was Dele Alli. There is some consternation at the back at Dele Alli being mentioned.
That's unfortunate.
Right. This is players on their holiday and pre-season antics. Round six. Right. Don Hutchinson got in trouble with then Liverpool manager Roy Evans for being photographed on his summer holiday placing a label from a well-known beer over a sensitive part of his anatomy. What brand of beer did the label belong to? Budweiser. We realise it's not very football related.
Yeah, it's not football, is it?
It's got football in it. And a manager. So that's good enough for me. Which Premier League footballer tweeted a photo of him feeding giraffes with the caption, "Summer for me is about spending time with the family." It's Peter Crouch. Ex or current? Is he still at Burnley? I don't know if they kept him on for another season, did they? Right, anyway. In 1996, four England players were pictured out drinking and taking part in the infamous dentist chair. Three of those players were Paul Gascoigne, Teddy Sheringham and Stephen Manaman. Name the fourth. Can anyone actually name the fourth? Anyone want to guess? Darren Anderton. Darren Anderton. Darren Anderton. There was a joke about Darren Anderton, but I don't think in the current part, I can tell. I don't like much. No, I'll tell you after. me too, I can't. Ivan Casillas took the place of which goalkeeper in the Spain 2002 World Cup squad after he dropped a bottle of aftershave on his foot, therefore ruling himself out of the tournament? Santiago Canizares. That's a shout. Right, what were three Leicester City players sacked for after completing their 2015 pre-season tour of Thailand? I will accept. Right, racist sex orgy is what we're looking for. Will we accept sex orgy?
Yes.
Will we accept racist orgy?
Yes. Orgy?
Or just orgy? We'll accept. I can't say I'm Mike, we'll accept prostitutes.
We're not taking any prostitutes.
Am I accepting lady boys? I'm more inclined to accept the lady boy than prostitutes.
Such a modern
Right. Racist sex orgy. Right. Number six. Which then Sunderland midfielder was fined by the club after he was filmed saying some of his teammates were not trying hard enough because they didn't want to be at the club? It was Darren Gibson. Darren Gibson also said that while he was being filmed for Sunderland's documentary. Makes it all the better. And he was hammered. Number seven, what was the song Sam Allardyce was filmed raving to whilst in Marbs? We Found Love by Rihanna. Again, we... How did you get that? Right.
Unless you were there.
We realise that question isn't very football related.
Can we stop the point? Sorry, you're weird. You
know everything about Wayne Rooney. We'll take it to the judges. Right. Which striker was offering girls £20,000 to lick his ass in Magaluf? Yeah. Ross McCormack. Ross McCormack was pictured lying naked on his sofa. Ross McCormack also spent the year on loan, and when Villa got promoted, his wages went up by £80,000 or something like that. He wasn't even at the club. Right, next question was number nine. Which firework-loving maverick turned up for pre-season training at Nice 3 stone heavier than the club had asked him to be? Why was him? Mario Balotelli.
That was Walsh.
Why always him?
Phil Jones.
Phil Jones. Phil
number 10, which injury prone ex-Arsenal footballer was photographed smoking at a post-World Cup pool party in Las Vegas?
Jack
Wilshere. Jack Wilshere. So yeah, right, the time has now come. The scores have been counted and verified by my two glamorous assistants. Yeah. In fourth place, with 28 points, is Broken Hair FC. Right, boys. Where is Broken Hair? If you're not following at Broken Hair on Instagram, do so now. In third place, with 37 points, is BFC's. Well, that is a very, very high score. Now, this is where we come to the interesting part of the night, because we've changed a wrong answer to a right answer.
Oh, shit.
When, upon verification, for tossing Ben Ayoub, you were marked down in the picture round.
No, not my picture round, the Greek goal scorer.
The Greek goal scorer. You were marked down in the Greek goal scorer, because... I can see why it was spelling.
Spelling?
So there was a spelling. It was, we had to. We couldn't work out whether you'd spell Carasteres or Cystitis at one point.
Very similar.
We were looking at it, but it was Mark Allen's wrong, but we made out that we think you were right. And you could see who it was that you were trying to. You could see who it was that you were trying to get. So that puts you. And. Three at the back, joint on 38. Now. So.
I can't believe it.
I'm going to ask you, right, I'm going to ask you both now. I'm going to ask you now both one question and just write your answer down on the piece of paper. Yeah?
We confer.
Yeah, you know, confer. Right. Here's the question. You ready for your tie-break question? The one we kept back off the quiz. Was. Who is the only English footballer to win the European Golden Shoe Award? So the Golden Shoe Award is given to the player who scores the most goals in every league in Europe. So, yeah, whoever scores the most goals out of any club who compete in Europe. There is only one Englishman who has won that award. Can you name that player? While you're conferring, that's what you're playing for. This shield. Look at that shield. That's what you're competing for. You can beat them like that. If you don't, you still get the book.
Stop showing them the £6 poster.
Right. Are you both ready? So in every league in Europe, every single one. So that's City C, City B, City A, Ligue 1,
Ligue 1. The top division of each league.
Out of every league. So a player, for instance, could score 60 goals for a League 2 side. And that would outscore Lionel Messi for Barca, so he would win the Golden Shoe.
The only Englishman.
So there's only one Englishman who's ever done that, scored more goals than any other footballer in Europe.
That was my shout.
Have you got an answer? Has anyone got an answer?
Have you got Danny Welbeck?
Right, hopefully this will give us a winner now. Right. How many career goals has Lionel Messi scored? It's going to give us a winner, but it's the... So, the closest to the total. How many career goals...
Not as many.
Which one? Bottom right.
Yeah. It is.
Right, someone needs to get this for me because this is stressing me out.
Well, someone will win it because it's the closest one.
Yeah, but I need to find the actual answer. I can't clarify that what I'm getting is the answer.
We'll just check off the stats. And what's the score for Barcelona on his career?
Thank you kindly.
Got an answer?
We're done. Listen.
Can we
announce
the answer and
then
look at
it?
Oh,
we've been
that.
It's with
dots.
It's with the football.
Right.
Bring,
ready?
Bring it over.
Okay, right. Okay,
you can't play as our legend. Yeah, it's close.
Right. Lionel Messi has scored to date 614 career goals. So, three at the back said 676. Tough in Ben Ayoun said 503. Three at the back. You win the case. Well done. We're raising money for Mine tonight, so thank you very much for that. That's a big deal. But the other big deal is go subscribe to us on iTunes, because I never tell people ever to do it. At a touchline run everywhere on all social media. Do all of that business. And we're off to a drink now. So thank you very much.
1 was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.